Welcome into Intentional Lounging, brought to you by Better and Green. We're breaking down the Week 9 Thursday night football matchup between the New York Jets and the Houston Texans. The New York Jets host the Texans. They are 1.5-point home favorites. Over-under set at 42. Boys, I usually throw it straight to one of you after I do the intro, but I don't know if I've ever seen a more heartless, dead team in my entire life. Why did you trade for Davante Adams if this is going to be the performance that people have? I mean, someone was saying there's just a bunch of mercenaries. This isn't a team. I don't understand how this is like a Pro Bowl roster. At least that's what we thought. And then coming in, they're just the most overrated team that we've ever seen. I can't believe they fired Saleh. Why do they still suck? Well, it's because these three guys told you Saleh wasn't the problem. And everybody knows it. If you didn't know that, I don't know what delusional – you're probably in the same dark room with Aaron Rodgers. So I can't even believe it. I'm so done with this team. I don't ever want to bet this team again. I put way too much money on the Jets money line, which was already a really bad number. I said, you know what? I'm just going to throw it in, get some really easy money. Didn't work out. And just the just the way I saw these guys play, I'm done. I don't care. Aaron Rodgers had one good Hail Mary. Garrett Wilson, you guys brought in Davante Adams. You crushed his confidence. Breece Hall, this offensive line that you brought in, all these new players, I thought this was going to be great offensive line. Rodgers can't stay off the grass. Breece is running into the back of him. He's had a couple good games, but for the people they have, they've looked terrible, and I'm done. I'm also on the Jets. Ethan, who are you on?
Yeah, well, okay. Just to vent quick, my biggest problem with the Jets, 3rd and 1, 4th and 1, when you get other teams like the Chiefs, they do quick little, short routes with their gadget players to get a quick first down. Back shoulder fade for the Jets all day long. And it just drives me insane. I'm like, yes. We don't need 20. You need one. Just get it. Like, I can't even watch them. Mm-mm. I am also on the Jets. there's a reason why I'm on the Jets here. They got rid of, they didn't get rid of. Today, they placed Greg Zuerlein on injured reserve, so I can actually comfortably back the Jets again and feel confident that they aren't going to miss kicks that cost them games like he did against New England, like he did against Denver. I believe he did it maybe the game before New England. Oh, in London, maybe. I think he might have had a few misses. Correct. So, yeah, Zuerlein, remember when he was getting called Greg the Leg? He was like the next Justin Tucker, and now the dude just sucks. So he's finally gone. Hallelujah. I can actually bet the Jets here. I will be betting the Jets. Line tells you everything you need to know. I have been kind of anti-Houston. I'm not super high on Houston, but just a bad spot. Houston is off the win against Indianapolis. Detroit on deck, Sunday night football. I know it's out of conference, but, I mean, it's a huge game. It's a home game for Houston. You know, with the bright lights, they're really going to want to go out and beat Detroit, who, in my subtle – maybe biased opinion, looks to be the best team in football right now. The Jets are off that loss against New England. No one's going to want to back them. And then the line just tells you everything you need to know. So, yeah, give me the Jets on the money line or lay the points. Think they end up getting the win, maybe on a game-winning field goal by someone not named Greg Zuerlein.
Oh, boy. Starting the week off ugly. I'm going to make it a trifecta and close out ship here on the Jets as well. Disgusting. I mean, they're 2-6. They haven't won a game in God knows when. Definitely not in the month of October. Fired their coach, like you mentioned, Ben. Added Rodgers' butt buddy and Davante Adams. Still no change here. I mean, this team just lost to the Pats, even without Drake May for a majority of that second half. I texted Ethan as soon as Brissett came out. I was like, oh, there goes the over because, Brissett's ass. No, he just marched all the way down on the Jets. There's no defense there. But, yeah, I'm on them simply because of the line. I mean, the 6-2 America's sweetheart Houston Texans. I know Diggs is out, ACL, I believe, out for the year. It doesn't really matter. They have 17 other wide receivers that they can use here. It doesn't make any sense. I don't know who's taking the Jets besides you two. So sign me up. And it's ugly, and I hate it. And I'm very upset, but it's going to be my play, and I have already bet it in real life as well, not just on the show.
Yeah, public is all over Houston, which young quarterback, they've looked really good. You know, this is the same old Texans against this crappy Jets team. Also, a stat I wanted to point out, I've seen it on ESPN, seen it all over the place, but I just wanted to regurgitate it in case people missed it. Jets scored 20-plus points, committed zero turnovers, and held their opponents to under 250 yards of offense. From 1940 until that game, teams were 756-0. When they hit those metrics, nobody had ever lost. Now it is 756-1. Who's going to jump on the Jets against this Texans team? Unfortunately, it's going to be the three of us. A lot of Houston injuries too. Remember, they just lost Diggs. Nico might not be back. And then they've got Sauce. They've got a couple good cornerbacks there. If they can get physical with some of these young guys, some of these guys are smaller guys too. Keep this a low scoring game. Make Joe Mixon carry the load against this defense that, you know what, maybe in primetime at home after a super embarrassing loss gets the job done. Let's do it, boys.
Another quick stat that's been circulating since Monday night with the Giants, Monday night loss. The Giants and Jets combined are like 4-37 or something in their last 41 primetime games or something ridiculous like that. I was just looking for the numbers. I couldn't find it just in the last 30 seconds, but something really bad. They don't win on prime time, so it's also just going to nudge the public onto Houston. Yeah, you just mentioned it too, Ben. Young quarterback, short week with travel. And against a veteran quarterback who looks like caca, but
still Aaron Rodgers. One more stat I just thought of while you were talking. What is tomorrow, boys? Or what is Thursday Night Football?
Halloween.
It's on Halloween, man. What better? Sam Darnold was seeing ghosts when he was in New York. Now we're getting this Jets game. I'm telling you, man. Throw it all on the Jets and lose it all again, but that's what we're all on here. We're on the Jets. Ethan, quick question for the viewers before we get out of here.
Yeah. We really want to know, again, could just use the help. It's been a rough season, at least for myself in the NFL. Luckily, this is the halfway point. Still have half a year to keep getting wrecked. But we could use a first touchdown score and a juicy one. I love my Thursday night first touchdowns. You can even give me no touchdown score in this game because it wouldn't really shock me if it's that low scoring. But let us know in the comments, guys. While you're there, hit that like button. We really appreciate it. But, yeah, give me your juiciest first touchdown score. And whoever gets it right, we'll shout you out next week. And, yeah, hopefully make me some money.
Thank you very much, Ethan. Guys, I don't know if you watched the 5-Minute Wager episode today. Ethan is the host of that show. When I say today, I mean yesterday. I apologize, but Ethan is the host of that show. Watch this man run out of breath promoting all the shit that we got going on. I mean, tell me, Ethan, like for real, like as you were saying it, weren't you kind of like in your head like, damn, that's a lot of stuff. Like, what are we? Are we like ESPN, Fox Sports? Like, what are we on right now?
Yeah, I was making sure I didn't forget anything, and it was probably a 2-minute straight talk, and I still might have forgotten something. That's how many sports we cover here at Better in Green. So, yeah, if you enjoy it, we probably cover it, unless it's like handball. Sorry, handball fans.
I just came out with an article.
Yeah, we'll get you with horse racing when the Kentucky Derby comes around. We cover it all. Ethan had a couple NASCAR plays a while back that were hitting pretty good. So we cover everything here, guys. Check these two out on Droppin' Dimes. That is the NBA show. Catch them on Power 5 Picks. That is our college football show. Catch them on 5-Minute Wager. That's our hockey show. Me and Bobby are on Tapping Vegas, I believe. Oh, well, I don't think I'm missing it yet, but these two are also going to have a college basketball show coming out. Ethan, what is the name of that one?
Yeah, that one is called Getting Technical.
Yep. Getting Technical, my guys. Yeah, it's like Getting Technical. So make sure you guys watch all of them. Subscribe to us so you get notified whenever a new episode drops. Guys, we'll see you in the next episode. Also, don't forget the lives. These two Mondays, me on Tuesday, these guys on the weekends. Peace, guys.
Later, guys.
See you guys.
You better start listening to the Better in Green podcast. You will not regret it. Trust me, trust me, trust me. And hey, I'm Dean Blandino.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Better in Green, eh? To Better in Green, eh? To Better in Green, eh? Listen in and cash out. That's what it's all about. Come on, let's make cash now. We always on spot and we cover old spot from the bottom to the top, hey. Shout out to Ethan, shout out to Wyatt, shout out to Ben. Whoa. welcome, welcome to our podcast, Better in Green.